If you live in a trailer park, you can face expensive fees for breaking park rules. For a few weeds in your yard, you might have to pay a $50 fine. Now, some park residents are rallying together to fight these fees. Will Reed reports.
Andy Jones lives in a mobile home park in West Boise, filled with bright white trailers and tall pine trees. 2 years ago, his park came under new ownership, and with it, new rules. One day, he got a notice from the management company. A tire in his yard, serving as a planter, was against the rules. It had been there for decades.
Actually, from 1969, and I know that because the lady who put that tire in stopped by my home to tell me how they put in this tire. It was a flower pot.
The notice said the tire had to be removed, and Jones was charged $50, which the company, Law Property Management, says only covers the cost of serving the notice. Now, $50 may not sound like much, but fees like this can represent a real hardship for low-income residents. Law Property Management oversees 20 mobile home parks in the Treasure Valley. About a dozen residents in parks managed by Law say they've gotten notices for things like having a barbecue in the front yard, parking too many cars in their driveway, or leaving fall leaves on the ground. Jones is frustrated.
We're good, hardworking citizens. You know what I mean? We're trying to get by just like everybody else. We don't always have money, extra money, to pay an extra $50 fine.
Gene Weinstein is president of Law Property Management. He says tenants shouldn't be surprised by the fees or the rules.
That is very clearly stated in the lease, and it's even in bold. I do have empathy for them, but at the same time, it is very difficult as a business to have compassion for people that clearly violate terms of the lease or park rules.
Under Law Property's lease, not paying fees comes with a risk. The charges count towards a tenant's monthly rent, and Idaho law says being behind on your rent is grounds for a quick eviction.
The tenant's hands are tied.
That's Matthew Taylor, an attorney in Boise.
Either they have to defend in an eviction action that that's an unfair business practice or pay the $50. And if you're wrong, the consequence is so severe to you, you know, you're out.
In a normal market, you'd expect tenants to vote with their feet if they don't like their landlord. But right now, there's a squeeze in the housing market.
You see people and they're like, oh man, I've rented from them again. I absolutely hated it, but I don't have a choice.
LaTanya Haney-Keith runs a housing clinic at Concordia University School of Law. She says these types of fees are common, and while they're not illegal,
I really would just urge the companies that believe that that's something that they should do to really think about the burden that it places on their tenants.
Some tenants are banding together to stand up for themselves. Clint and Lisa Breeding live in a spacious trailer with a big backyard and a garden Lisa's proud of.
What am I not growing? Rhubarb, cantaloupe, zucchini, peas, tomatoes, ghost peppers, jalapenos. I mean, it just goes on and on.
Clint says at first, they thought they were the only ones getting lease violation notices. Then they spoke to neighbors like Andy Jones. They realized tenants living in other parks managed by Law Property were getting charged too.
And that's when she started researching, going door to door, and we find out this is huge. This is hundreds of people being affected by this.
The Breeding sought legal advice. They learned that under Idaho law, mobile home tenants had the right to form associations without retaliation. They formed an association called Communities for Better Living. It represents all current and former tenants who've rented with Law Property. The company's president says these violation notices, they're necessary to make sure tenants take care of the parks. And he says he needs to hire an outside company to serve notices because his staff is so small.
Park owners want us to do monthly inspections of the park so the quality of the park, the condition of the park is maintained to their standard, their satisfaction.
The Breeding say they also want a nice park, but they don't think these fees are fair. Right now, they're educating tenants of their rights and documenting violations.
We just want to live in peace. We don't want to have to be looking over our shoulders.
For now, the readings urge tenants to keep paying their fees. Will Reed, Boise State Public Radio News.